You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Pathfinder Minerals relisted on AIM on Friday the 26th of July and took the name Rome Resources from the vehicle that it reversed into, in the process raising a significant amount of money. So today we're joined by Paul Barrett, the company's chief executive, to tell us what happens now and what the vision he has for the company going forward is. Paul, tell us more.
Certainly. So we've, as you say, we listed on Friday, and it went fairly well, fairly smoothly. It's been a complicated process bringing over a Canadian company, but we're there now. And as you say, we're taking the name Rome Resources from the target company. Pathfinder Minerals itself will no longer will cease to exist. However, there is a large claim in Pathfinder for the legacy shareholders in Pathfinder in terms of the Mozambique asset. So that will still go forward. We're still working on that. So that's something that happens in parallel. So nobody needs to be concerned that that will not come to fruition. Hopefully it will. It is a slow process, but we will hopefully get there. So in terms of Rome itself, so having raised net after expenses around about 3 million sterling, we're starting to drill. In fact, we're probably mobilizing today or certainly in the next few days, the first of up to four rigs onto the project site in Eastern DRC that we will then obviously start drilling immediately. And we will spend the next 3 or 4 months drilling up to about 3,000 meters in this tin play, and obviously updating the market quite regularly. And certainly at the end of the process, when we get a group of assays in and we get the resource report undertaken, we should be able to report resources at the end of this year or very latest early new year.
At which point you'll probably still have a bit of money left in the kitty, because the 3 million or the approximate 3 million that you mentioned is unlikely to be exhausted by this one campaign.
Well, that's right. So the working capital report that was done in conjunction with the listing, we put 1.3 million as the budget for the drilling. And so therefore there is quite a lot of spare cash in there to either continue drilling or to, you know, change and do some infill drilling or whatever's required, really. So yeah, we will have some quite a lot of headroom.
And just give us a short refresher of the opportunity here. I think some of our viewers will recall that the high grade was particularly emphasized in the run-up to this transaction and subsequent AIM listing. That's one of the real highlights, isn't it? The grade that you've thus far been able to identify, or all previous work has been able to identify.
That's right. I mean, it's on the same play as the Alphamin tin mine, which is effectively the highest grade tin mine in the world. It produces about 3 or 4% of the world's tin. The grade there is about 4.5%. And as I said, it's the same play. So it's the same geology coming around the northern side of this tin granite. And we have seen some pretty high grades in the drilling so far. So it's very encouraging that that play continues around. And as I said, Alphamin's the highest grade in the world. When you think about 4.5% or so, most of the Cornish tin mines, for example, are down at 2-1.5%. After that, it drops off really quickly. So there's only a few mines in the world, like San Rafael and Alphamin, that that have the really high grade. So we think we're pretty much in the fairway of a very high grade deposit.
And the DRC itself, a very well known mining jurisdiction, and you guys aren't newcomers, are you? You have some significant experience on the ground there already. Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, that's one of the major pluses of the Rome Resources team that come with the project. So Klaus Eckhoff and Mark Gasson both been active geologists in that part of the world, in fact, in the DRC particular, for over two decades each. So very well experienced in getting things done. They brought three mining projects from discovery through to monetization, which includes Alphamin, actually. So their first-hand experience of the play itself. So yes, DRC has got this kind of reputation as being a difficult place to work, I think, but they have managed to do it and they've done it very successfully. So we're hoping for, you know, more of the same.
And just tell us before we wrap up a little bit about the context, the wider context here. What's your view of the tin market and what kind of price or pricing dynamics you think you'll be ending up operating in?
Yes, well, it's difficult and probably dangerous at the same time to kind of predict prices. But I mean, all you need to do is really look at the strength of the market. I mean, it's somewhere between $25,000 and $35,000 a ton. It's been higher, but it's also been a lot lower. And I think recently there has become a realization that tin is a very critical mineral insofar as its use is mostly in the electronics industry, also in potentially now in the new battery industry in terms of tin alloy anodes, but primarily for the solder that holds together all of the AI chips and the advanced processing and computing that's you know being generated at the moment. And that demand will not go away. That demand will really increase. I mean, you've got two things. You've got the AI and the advanced computing demand, and you've also got, to a lesser extent, electric vehicles. You do have three times more tin used in an electric vehicle than you do in a conventional vehicle. So as that continues trend, that'll also help the demand. The supply side, there are some issues at the moment in a couple of countries in the Middle East, Far East rather, and it's very much a limited market. And we think with a really good high grade deposit, we'll be right up at the top in terms of creating value for it.
Well, a fascinating opportunity. Paul Barrett, we look forward to watching the news flow and we wish you all the best with the results as they come along. Thanks very much.
Thank you. We'll keep you updated. Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.